We know you and love you. But for a listener that is just being introduced to you right now as we speak, tell us a little bit, just kind of catch us up with your story.
Grew up a good girl in a little small town in eastern Pennsylvania, doing everything right, going to church, singing in the choir, youth group, da-da-dee-da, but just like missed grace. I just missed the whole message of God's grace for us and his son dying for us. I mean, I just missed it all. I don't know how you can do that and go to church every week, but somehow I did. I think I just didn't have ears to hear. Maybe God had not opened those ears yet. But the fact is, I spent a whole decade doing all the stuff we pray our kids never do. I'll spare you the details. This is family radio after all. But you know, you can pretty well fill in the blanks because it was the 70s, honey. In the 70s, it was all, you know, it was all wild, and we didn't know about consequences yet. We didn't know about AIDS. We didn't know about STDs. It was a party all the time. We really weren't thinking about addiction yet. It was just, let's go have a good time. Girls just want to have fun, and I love to have fun. And if sex, drugs, and rock and roll made it more fun, then so much the better. 1980, I was working in Detroit, Michigan, rock radio, WWWW, even stoned. I could remember where I worked. And well, it came in handy. You know, you didn't mess up your call letters. Howard Stern did the morning show there. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Howard did mornings, and I did afternoons. I was lost track there for a minute.
Which is amazing to think about.
Oh, live. This was long before Howard's network thing. And Howard came to me one day. He was a really nice guy. Let me just say that. He was a very nice person, a good man. He was wild on the air, straight as an arrow off the air. I was fairly straight on the air, just your basic rock and roll disc jockey. But off the air, I was doing all the wild stuff Howard talked about. And he came to me one day and he said, very serious, Liz, you've got to change your life. You've got to clean up your life. You know, when Howard Stern says you ought to clean up your life, maybe wow. It's time to listen. But I had not hit bottom yet. You know, some of us just don't take anybody's word for anything, and we've got to hit bottom. And I had not quite hit bottom. But I did. I finally did in 1982. And God, in his incredible faithfulness, sent two people to me, radio folks, husband and wife team, came working at my radio station from L.A. to Louisville, Kentucky. Can we just say that's not like a normal career move? All right. You know, from like the number two market to like not even in the top 50 kind of a thing. But they now will tell you that they came to Louisville to lead me to Christ. And none of us could have known that. But they met me and they said, wow, here's a project. Look at this chick. You know, she's got everything wrong. Listen to her mouth. Look at her life. She is so ready for Christ. You know, a lot of times we meet people who seem really far from grace, really far out there. And I'm telling you, they are this close. Because they're this close to hearing about God. Because they're looking for joy and settling for fun. And if you can just show them the difference, if you can show them that as opposed to temporary fun that always has terrible consequences, from as little as hangover to as big as AIDS, if you can show them that fun is temporary, but joy is eternal, and here's where you find it, I was so ready to hear that message. But what they really did, and it's one of the reasons why my book's called Embrace Grace, is they hugged me into the kingdom. They wrapped their arms around me and literally hugged me. Every day I'd see them. They would did mornings and I came in to do middays and they'd gather me up in their arms and they'd hold me tight.
You're like, and, duck.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
No, you did. Good.
I did. I loved it because, and I hear what you're saying because, you know, there are times in our life when somebody wants to hug us, especially if we're hurting and somebody went, oh, bless your heart. And you just want to say, back off. I'm not wanting this hug right now. But the reality was, I needed that hug and I knew it. I was so lonely. I mean, you can sleep with a different guy every night and never be hugged. And they just loved me. And they didn't say, Lizzie, you need to clean up your act. They said, God loves you exactly as you are. They didn't say, Liz, you need to believe in God. They said, Lizzie, God believes in you. See, we have to first meet people's needs where they are.
Yes.
And they saw what my needs were. I just needed somebody to tell me I was worthwhile, that I was lovable because I saw myself as so unlovable. And they always said, Lizzie, you look so pretty today. I never felt pretty. And here were these dear people saying, oh, wow, Liz, if you could only know how much God loves you. Well, wow, it's been 24 years and it still overwhelms me. You know, it still takes my breath away. That they loved so unconditionally and extended grace. See, they showed me what the grace of God looks like. So often we want to show people what the wrath of God looks like. Clean up your act.
Exactly.
You're going to die if you keep living like this. You're going straight to the bad place. And they said, Liz, you can go straight to heaven. You just need to know the one who made the path for it.